We are now ready to begin the literary portion of the RPR examination, which is 5 minutes of dictation at 180 words per minute. Ready? Begin. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for the opportunity you have given me to talk to you at this meeting. In my opinion, we have reached a time in our country where we must take a long and careful look at our public education system. We must consider what its goals should be, whether it is reaching them effectively, and if not, what changes might be made to make our schools serve our society better. Our public schools today do not exist in a vacuum. We may not divorce them from the rest of our lives. They must function in a world where both parents work, one parent may be absent, or where children live in other kinds of home situations. Many Americans feel that family values are being lost today. Does that excuse schools from trying to educate our children? Of course not. It may require us as teachers and school officials to develop new ways of passing on knowledge to new generations of kids, but the job remains and our reason for being is still with us. If indeed our families are changing these days, our schools will play a more important role than ever. Many individuals in our country feel more than just the family is changing. Our whole culture is under stress and strain from forces that seem beyond our control. Does this allow us to expect poor results from our public education system? Again, the answer is no. We must pursue our mission with new energy in the face of growing need in our children. I would like to suggest to all of you listening to me here right now that the problems facing our country today have no simple answers. Likewise, our schools face no easy task these days when it comes to successfully educating our kids. Just as there is no one way to solve society's ills, there is no single path toward making our schools better and more effective in today's world. We must be open to new ways of thinking and teaching in order to reach our goals. For example, let me list several possibilities for you to think about for just a minute. We have been organized for many years in a system that puts kids in groups of 20 to 30 students with one teacher who is responsible for covering a certain amount of material over a 9-month time frame. Is this the best way to achieve the goal of learning for our children in our public schools? Maybe we should consider other styles of teaching. Some of our children may not learn best in this situation, while others are quite comfortable this way. Why not provide more than one type of instruction in our public schools? If it results in more children receiving a better education, then I believe it is worth a try. Trying to put each child into the same mold ignores the fact that everyone is different, and everyone learns in different ways. A quick review of history shows that many men and women who advanced our knowledge did so in spite of bad experiences as a child in school. There will still be occasion, certainly, when some children fall through the cracks despite our best efforts, but the last time I checked, being perfect was not among our goals for education. I sometimes let my imagination loose and in my mind imagine a future world where children are placed in a room, hooked to a machine with dozens of wires, and by simply flipping a lever, all the knowledge required to graduate from high school is instantly downloaded into their brains. I would love to own the patent on that machine. I am positive it would become a real gold mine. I would be financially set for life. I would have no more money problems. I would build a very large house in Bill Gates's neighborhood, or maybe around the corner from the guys who created Google.com. My American Express charge card would have no upper limit. I would be famous as the man who invented the brainwave transfer machine and brought peace and happiness to all humanity. But wait a minute. I have gotten off track a little bit. We were talking about schools and how to improve them, right? You probably think I am off my rocker. However, I am only trying to move to my next point, which is this. I believe very strongly in keeping the imagination in our schools. Far too often, we put too much effort in trying to limit our children and hold them down. We must discover new ways to set them free. One method is through fine arts instruction. I know math and science and language skills must be taught and learned, but the imagination is stimulated when our kids are part of a band or participate in art or dance classes. They learn how to work together and appreciate the finer things in life. It is not about winning and losing, but about being active and doing. So what else might we think about regarding how to improve our public schools? Well, for one thing, we must not try to be everything to everybody. To do that is to try to achieve the impossible. Also, we must stop taking teachers for granted. Without them, we fail in all else.